This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sam, are you just now resorting to playing random news clips?
I love it.
At the top of the hour?
No, these are clips that are either very famous movie quotes or clips that were prominently featured on the Dana and Parks program.
I love it.
That was a meteorologist a couple of years ago in the middle of nowhere who got very creative with the landmarks that he was using to describe where the tornado was going. And he chose, for whatever reason, out of all of the options in this small town, Wesley's booby trap, which is... Is that a strip club?
Yes, it's what you think it is.
Hey, priorities, you know.
Right over by the shady lady.
Let's just say that.
You need to take cover.
Okay. Safety of all.
story here. A Wisconsin woman who has been missing for more than 60 years, since 1962, has been discovered to be alive and well.
What?
According to the local sheriff's office. Audrey Backeberg, who was reported missing on July 7th, 1962, has been found by detectives outside of the state of Wisconsin. At the time of her disappearance, Backeberg was residing in Reedsburg, Wisconsin. Family's babysitter claimed that she and Backeberg, who was 20 at the time, hitchhiked to Madison, Wisconsin, then took a Greyhound bus to Indianapolis. The babysitter said Backeberg was last seen walking around the corner right away from the bus stop.
Oh, God.
Since her disappearance, Backeberg...
Who was 20 years old at the time.
Correct. Never returned home and was never heard from again. Throughout the years, investigators pursued a number of leads. Found nothing. The case eventually went cold. But earlier this year, the case was assigned to Detective Isaac Hansen, who reevaluated all the case files evidence and also re-interviewed some witnesses. Through Hansen's work, he was able to obtain an address... from Backeberg's sister's online Ancestry account.
Ancestry.com. You can run, but you can't hide, Backeberg.
Well, what is she hiding from? She's done nothing wrong.
What is she hiding from? She walked away with two children, by the way. She had two children she left behind of her own accord at age 20. And all police are saying is she disappeared, quote, by her own choice.
Had her reasons. That's in quotes.
Not the result of any criminal activity or foul play. You know, this would have been before, I don't know, cell phones. This would have been before any modern technology that you could use to track somebody down
this
the way we do today.
This was 1962.
Right? So why?
You and I weren't even on the planet.
Why, I can think of a couple reasons one would just walk away at age 20 back then. Abuse.
Hippie.
Maybe, and leave two children behind. I mean, I'm more just curious. I don't think she's done anything wrong. You have the right to walk away from your life, do you not?
Yes, you do. Now, in what state, what condition? I don't mean state like Wisconsin, but in what condition did she leave her two children?
Well,
were they with their father?
Yep. 3 days before she left town, police received a report that her husband abused her and threatened to end her life. Her husband was granted a divorce in 1963, the year after she went missing. Now, I'm curious if they ever thought he killed her. He didn't.
No.
But she had filed a report that he was abusive, and I believe that.
So she just left her kids in the abusive situation?
Well, Sam, I don't know.
Take the kids with you.
Let's see if she's on the old Facebook.
I doubt it.
She is not.
You walked away from your life at age 20. I doubt that you would be on Facebook.
Man, she is all over the news today.
This she's is also 82.
This is what she looked like when she was 20 years
old. Yep. When he found her, 10 minutes later, Backenberg called the detective back. They spoke for 45 minutes. And while her abusive husband may have led her to leave, the lingering question of what made her go on so long without contacting anyone will always remain. She sounded happy. She sounded confident in her decisions. No regrets. So read that, Scott. She walked away from presumably her mother, her father, cousins, siblings.
Clearly her children.
Mm-hmm. She sounded happy and said she had no regrets.
They will not disclose. The sheriff's department is not disclosing what state she currently lives in.
Private citizen.
That tells me that her husband is, her ex-husband is still alive. Or her children are still alive.
Oh, yeah.
And she does not want contact with them.
Her children would be in their 40s. God, there's some therapy.
Her children would be in their 60s.
Oh, pardon me. It was 1960. She's not 60.
She was 20 in 1962. Yeah. So she is now 83 years old.
I don't think those were his children.
Well, but
you just go through your entire life knowing that you
walked away. And that, I'll tell you this, and even at age 20, because she was very, very young, but that was the age people had kids back then. There would be some guilt, would there not, for just walking away. And those two kids have no idea what happened to you. They don't know if you were murdered. At one point, they were draining a pond, Scott, looking for her when they reopened the investigation because some informant said she was buried there. That was a lie. You know, you never would know what happened to her.
Well, Dan, you might be right. Her ex-husband may not be the father of the children, but it's more likely than not that he is. If she had two children before the age of 20, chances are it's with her husband.
Is that how it went down? I'm reading an article about that. She had two children with a former husband.
She was married twice before she turned 20?
Well, stranger things have happened back in the day. Back in the day. Don't you remember back in the day, Scott, if there was a pregnancy, girls just went away to school for a few months and then came back like nothing had happened, you know, with the adoption system the way it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
I the only thing I wonder is, like, how do you do that to your mom and dad? Where they think you're dead, they think he's killed you, that, you know, but...
Well, and clearly she never went to either one of her parents' funerals.
No.
I mean, she's 82 years old. Unless they are in their early 100s, they long gone.
So Audrey was first married at age 15 and by age 20 had two children. She filed a complaint about the abuse in 1962 and has never been seen since. So what does that sound like? If you saw that missing persons poster, you're thinking he killed her.
But he didn't. Huh. You know, I find these stories fascinating. The people who just, you know, for reasons.
That, ow! Oh, my God. Oh,
that sounded like it hurt.
Ow!
That sounded like it hurt.
What did you do?
She just nailed her knee on the desk.
Does
I
Sam
felt
need
the vibration over here.
Oh, my God. I felt it in here.
Oh, man. Do we need some first responders?
Are you okay?
That's remarkable.
Oh, wow. That is a remarkable injury.
Sorry. The detective said she, quote, did what she had to do type thing.
Always the professional.
Oh, God. That hurt.
I mean, I've always found these stories fascinating. I'll get back to you in a minute. people who just up and walk away from their lives.
Yeah. Like that guy, the guy that was in Connecticut that just walked away from New York.
And his wife was literally 30 miles away and didn't know.
The whole time.
Yep. Until he turned up dead at like the age of 46. And I'm amazed by people on the text line who are saying, I can't wait until the day that I can just walk away from mine. Then why don't you?
She declined to give detectives any update on her life, including whether she eventually had children when she created this new life and new identity.
What does that matter to
the
detectives?
She did not disclose that. I think they were, I think they were curious.
None of your business.
It would be infinitely harder to do that today.
Well, the guy
than it was in 1963.
Remember the New York, Connecticut guy, Sam? He just died a year ago.
Right, but he was missing for 20 years. So, yeah. I mean, even in the 90s, it was much easier than it is today.
Yeah, because there was no internet until 95.
Yeah.
Well, there was internet, but everybody didn't have access to it.
Like people have been doing what they've needed to do forever.
That's what she said. I did what I had to do. But family members, quote, were adamant that she wouldn't have left her children behind.
Well, she did.
Man.
And how did this detective track her down? Because clearly she did not want to be found. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. We're going to get Dana some medical attention.
God.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Call Ski Patrol.
Here on KMBZ.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I want to call OSHA.
I'm just a heartache.
Change my name.
Hey, when are they back in town, Sam?
Oh.
Post-sex nachos.
Early July.
Okay.
So they will not tell us what her new fake name has been for the last 60 years.
Or even if she used one.
Listen to this sentence. He finally, the detective, figures out who she is, calls her. She picks up the landline. Was very cooperative, answered all of my questions. They spoke for about 45 minutes. Her story lined up with everything in the case. Then listen to this. Her family was, quote, elated to learn that Backenberg was alive and well. But the detective added, the discovery also comes with, quote, complicated emotions. It's a lot, he said. 62 years, and then 10 minutes later, she's talking to somebody, her locator, when she doesn't want to be bothered or located. I was happy she spoke with me and get as much information as I did, but she does not want any contact with any of the family she left behind. One of her children has died. Her mother is dead.
Well, clearly.
And the abuser that she was fleeing, also dead.
What about her father?
Doesn't say.
What about her other kid?
Presumably is still alive. Well, and my God, that person would be what, in their 60s?
Yes, early 60s. Yes.
And you would be told, we have found your mother. She has been alive all these years.
And she doesn't want anything to do with you.
And doesn't want anything to do with you.
It's telling that the detective in this case, Isaac, last name escapes me, was not able to disclose what state she currently lives in. All he could say is it's not Wisconsin.
Nope. And she is happy, thriving, went on, had a career, just doesn't want to be involved with any of you people she left behind. And that is her right. But whoa, the therapy.
For whom?
The people left behind.
Yeah.
That poor surviving child.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Jim in Shawnee. Hello, Jim.
Hi. Two things. One, I know it's sexist if men do this kind of thing all the time. Heck, a boy named Sue, he runs off and it's a funny song.
Yes.
But if a woman does it, it seems more like child abandonment. But and I know it's the same thing, but it seems more like child abandonment. But I do question whether it's legal or not that she goes off and doesn't let anybody know. Her ex-husband could have been charged, and it's a jury trial. You never know what could have happened with that.
Jim, back in the 1950s and 60s. We didn't quote talk about those things back then, remember?
Well, yes, but it also, the draining the pond and all the labor. There's been cases on the news recently where they're saying, hey, we're going after the person that ran off because we found out it was a lie, and we're charging them for what it took to find this all out.
I see what you're saying. She didn't lie, though. She just walked away.
Right. But you don't lie until you get caught.
But did she lie?
Well, she let people assume something happened to her. I'm just saying that she let people look for her and didn't just make a phone call and say, look, don't bother looking for me.
But I'm okay.
Left on my own accord.
Well, but Jim, you bring up a really good point. But let me entertain you with this for a second. It was 1962. You would agree it was a different time. I wasn't even alive in 1962. She was in what she claims to be a violent relationship. If she walks away and doesn't say a thing, you can presume maybe that she met an untimely death. You could also presume that she just walked away from her life. But if she were to call the local sheriff's department or police department and say, hey, it's Audrey, whatever her last name is, Beckerback or whatever, I'm fine. That gives her potentially abusive husband
a roadmap to find her.
That's exactly right.
And I don't want to overstate this, and so maybe there's a better way to say it. But essentially, it was legal for husbands to beat their wives back then. It just was. Look back at, it was into the 70s, way into the 70s. I think it was the Saldana case that changed that, where finally the laws caught up and said, no, you can't just because you're married beat someone to a pulp. So she would have been left with very little choice. This was before domestic violence shelters, like all of those things.
Yeah. Somebody on the text line is saying, what are you guys talking about? It's a fascinating story out of Wisconsin where a woman by the name of Audrey Backeberg goes missing in July of 1962. She's 20 years old. Audrey Backeberg. And she's married. She has two young children. And she goes to a Greyhound bus stop with a 14-year-old that she was either babysitting or was the babysitter of her two young children. The story's not clear as to what their relationship is. And Audrey Backeberg is last seen walking around the corner of the Greyhound bus station, never to be seen or heard from again until now. 63 years later, She has been found. She is alive and well. She wants nothing to do with her previous family.
She said she, quote, did what she had to do. And we also don't know how many people in the family, like mom or dad, knew this was going on. And if you were 20 and felt like you had no other options and he was threatening to kill you, you hope that the children went to a responsible adult and she didn't leave them with the abuser who's now dead.
913-586-7798. Jen in North Kansas City. Jen, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I can honestly relate to why she left. As someone who had escaped a abusive relationship.
Yeah.
It's hell. I'm very lucky to have gotten away from an ex-husband who emotionally, verbally, physically, sexually abused me. And it's not easy.
It's hard today, let alone, Jen, in 1962.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how difficult it was then. Mine, I escaped, was in 2017. And I'm coming up on the anniversary of mine. Mine was over. I made my decision on Memorial Day. And I left on June 3rd.
Wow.
And it's a difficult time about this time every year. And, you know, I hid my stuff. And what's even crazier is I was actually, you know, the reason I called in is because I was living in Wisconsin, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's why I called in, because it hit home for me.
Well, Jen, listen, thank you for your story and your honesty, and we are glad that you are safe and that you got away. I know how hard that deck is stacked against people trying to find safety, and in 1962.
It was harder. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're talking about this story out of Wisconsin. Fascinating mystery now solved, where a woman, Audrey Backeberg, goes missing in July of 1962 at the age of 20. She's married, reportedly in an abusive relationship, has two young children. And she and a 14-year-old girl, we believe it might be the kid's babysitter, her two young kids' babysitter, hitchhike to Madison, Wisconsin. And the last time Audrey Backeberg is ever seen again, ever heard from again, is as she walks around the corner of a Greyhound bus station.
Now, we know she ended up remarrying, started a new life somewhere else. They won't say where. That's fine. And she changed her name. But a lot of people have questions like, how do you do that? You know, in the movies, you meet some guy in a dark alley, you know, for $1,000 and you get a new passport and a new ID. But the reality is, for very few of us would really know how to pull that off. Would it have been easier or harder in the 1960s to establish a new identity?
My guess is it would be harder.
Right?
Anyway, she has been found at the age of 83. What state she lives in, to Dana's point just a moment ago, she's not willing to say, and detectives are keeping her secret. But she's been gone for 60 plus years. She wants nothing to do with her previous life. She's now well into her 80s, and she just wants to go on with who she is now. One of her two children still survives. Jesse in Kansas City, and then we'll get with Carla. Hello, Jesse.
Hey. So I'm real close with some people, a family that this very thing happened to, except this lady wasn't running from abuse. She got problems of her own because it started out, she was married. I don't know her age at the time. Had, I think, like 3 kids. And then she up and left and took the youngest one with her, but left the other two behind. And eventually married another man, had 3 more kids, the ones that I know. And when they were probably all 4 of them, probably about, you know, under 7 years old. One of them said that they heard somebody in the bathroom, and he got up and he saw his mom in the bathroom doing her makeup or her hair or something. And she said, or he said, where are you going, Mama? And she said, nowhere, baby, go back to bed. And he did. And they've never seen her again.
And that was it.
And so she left her biological daughter, that was not this man's biological daughter, with him, along with these other 3 kids. And then she remarried, and I know that because one of the siblings finally found her, and she remarried, but she didn't tell this man that she had any kids, and she was livid, absolutely livid, and said she did not want to be, you know, didn't want anything to do with any of them. And I just think that's horrible. Especially if you're not running from, abuse. That's a different case.
Why do we think it's worse when a woman does it and not that it's okay when a man walks away from his family either, but why is it worse when a woman does it in our minds?
I think it's because, especially if the kids are small, I mean, the woman is the nurturer, and the little kids, when they're that age, they need their mama.
We're wired to be protective, Jesse.
Yeah, yeah. I just think, I'm sorry, I know that may be sexist or whatever, but I just feel like the little kids need their mama, and then later on when they get older, especially the boys, that's when dad, you know, comes in and teaches everybody how to do the right thing, you know, when they're older. I don't know. Hmm. It's just, to me, it's such a sad story. I just couldn't imagine, you know, I know one of the siblings, or maybe 2 of them, I think, kind of messed them up pretty good,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
I believe it.
No.
All right. Hey, Jesse, thank you for the call. By the way, I failed to mention this a few minutes ago. We are going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up after the 4:45 break. So if you have a terrible but arable, and I'm talking to you on the egg joke that just came in a minute ago, it's got to be arable. Go ahead and text that in right now to 913-586-7798. Your arable but terrible joke, and we will do that coming up in just a few minutes. Again, the text line is 913-586-7798.
Oh, but that egg joke is good.
It is good. It is good. And you know what else it is? Unairable.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Carla in Blue Springs. Hello, Carla.
Okay, so Dana, my mom was one of the ones that disappeared for a few months, and that I ended up being the product of the one-night stand. So Crittenden Center here in Kansas City, which was
Crittenden, yeah.
65.
Sure.
Yep, back in 1965. But my question to all this is, okay, couple $100, you can go to any county courthouse, change your name. You can change it. I have a friend that just changed hers to, you know, a totally off-the-wall name legally. So you can change your name legally for a few $100. But what about your Social Security number? I mean, I know there was a time when people didn't have to have them, but she went to work after she got married.
Yeah.
How did she get a Social Security number? Was it under the new name that would have been changed? I mean, you have to have documentation. So what about the Social Security number?
When and Carla, that's a great question. Scott, remind me, which presidency was it when they came up with the Social Security system?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Okay. So she would have had a number and then would have needed a new number. And that's, I was asking earlier, Carla, about, you know, meeting someone in a dark alley with $1,000. How do you get that new number? I have no idea.
Well, you don't get a new number. You reassign the same number to your new name.
No.
You're someone who's changed their name
no.
a bit.
Really?
Only a half dozen times or so.
Because then, Scott, you would have an employment history directly attached to your new name that would have led them to her immediately in the years after she disappeared.
Yeah, but try to get access to my Social Security number right now.
There is no way she was living for 60 years unfound with the same Social Security number.
How do you know that, Dana,
no
or whatever
way.
Your real name is?
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm telling you, there's no way. Your number follows you everywhere despite one's changing life circumstances, unless you go on the lam and then you have to have a new number. Or the old number would follow you.
Because all she's done, that's exactly right.
No, she would get a job. The feds would have access to some database that would say, let's say her old number was 515-880-0000. They would type that in and it would be like, yeah, here she's not missing. She's been living in Oregon for 30 years and working as a paralegal. But, police would have had access to that.
But the sheriff's department may not have.
Oh, of course they would have asked somebody. Run the social. This woman's been missing 60 years. Run the social. Is it possible, and I'm not deflecting here, that I just banged my knee so hard that I broke my back, my leg, and now I have a headache on the right side of my brain?
No.
No, that's not possible.
Everything hurts.
It is impossible to break your back by hitting your knee.
I don't think so, Sam. I think I've done something traumatic.
Unless you hit your knee while falling out of a plane.
And got a tumor in the right side of her brain from hitting her knee on the desk. I think somebody wants to go home at 5 o'clock.
No, I think when you have a funny bone and you hit it just right, it can cause other parts
of your funny bone is in your elbow.
No,
it's
you've
literally
got a funny
called
bone in
the humerus.
Thank you, Sam.
It's in your elbow.
There's nothing humorous about what just happened to my knee.
Your funny bone is not in your leg. Here, let me look it up for you. By the way, 913-586-7798. And we need your terrible jokes, and we will air them coming up in just a moment. The proper name for the funny bone is, it's actually a nerve.
Yep.
It's the ulnar nerve.
My ulnar nerve has been severed, and I am bleeding. I'm not bleeding.
It's a nerve, one that starts in your spine and travels from your neck through your elbow and
Aha!
To your fingers.
Aha!
But the part that you hit happens to sit at the bottom of your humerus.
Okay.
Correct.
That hurts, that's all I know.
And there is no funny bone in your knee. That's the pain bone.
It's the very, very not funny bone.
All right, we need your terrible jokes. Get them in now. 913-586-7798-586-7798. Terrible Joke Tuesday when we return here on Dana and Parks. All right, so some of the jokes that are coming in are a little subpar, if I may be so bold.
Oh, I got one.
So we need to up our game here as we do Terrible Joke Tuesday. Get your really good, arable but terrible jokes in at 913-586-7798.
Oh, hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana, what's
up?
Did
I tell you the other day I saw a snake that was 3.14 meters long?
No.
I think it was a python.
Get out. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's going on?
What do mermaids use to wash their fins?
I don't know.
They wash them in tide.
Oh, hey, Sam.
Yes.
What happens when you, this is from 6925, what happens when you fight a dinosaur?
I don't know.
You get your ass kicked.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What did the cowboy say at his second rodeo?
What did the cowboy say at his second rodeo?
You know, this ain't my first rodeo.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Did I tell you I changed all my passwords to Kenny?
No.
Now all I have are Kenny logins.
Dana.
What?
This is from 1419. How do you make a samurai run away?
How do you make a samurai run away?
Shogun.
Sam.
Yes?
Come on!
What is the leading cause of dry skin?
I don't know.
Towels.
Hey, Scott.
What?
What did the cereal bring to the bank?
I don't know.
Checks.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
Why did the T-Rex run away from the bathroom?
Why did the T-Rex run away from the bathroom?
Because extinct.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy that yelled to the stranger across the river, "Hey, I need to get to the other side." The stranger yells back, "You are on the other side."
That's pretty good. Hey, Sam.
Yes?
This is from 8208. I told my wife that she was drawing her eyebrows far too high.
Really?
She looked surprised that I even noticed.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
Why did the dolphin run away to start a new life?
Why?
He felt like he had lost his porpoise.
Hey, Scott, what is green and fuzzy, has four legs, and kills you when it falls out of a tree?
I don't know.
A pool table.
Hey, Scott, did you ever wonder why the traditional chili recipe only calls for 239 beans, but it says to be exact? Oh. One more, it would be too farty. Hey, Dana, why did the moo run away?
Oh, dang it. This is a good one.
Why did the moo run away?
Because it's a cow word.
Okay. Scott.
That would have been better if it was delivered properly, but okay. I see where you're going.
Why can't you take a picture of a man with a wooden leg?
I don't know.
Because a wooden leg isn't a camera. What?
You can't take a picture of a man with a wooden leg because a wooden leg's not a...
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What do you call a fake noodle?
What do you call a fake noodle?
Impasta.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
A grasshopper walks into a bar and hops on a stool. The bartender, astonished, says, "We have a drink named after you." The grasshopper, shocked, says, "You have a drink named Steve?"
Wow. Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
Oldie but a goodie here. Why does Snoop Dogg carry an umbrella?
I don't know.
Faux drizzle.
I'm going to read another Snoop Dogg joke that came in a little while ago, but I don't know that it makes a lot of sense, and it may not really be that funny.
Oh, God, what if it's dirty and you don't know it because we're old?
It's not dirty. What does Snoop Dogg use to wash his white clothing?
I don't know.
Bleach.
That's just stupid.
What?
I just read the jokes, man.
Hey, Dana.
I told you this was not our best batch.
You know, Mary Beth asked if I could stop singing Wonderwall all the time.
Okay.
I said, maybe.
That was terrible, Sam. It's now maybe.
So, Dana, my wife told me I had to stop impersonating a flamingo.
Uh-huh.
I had to put my foot down.
Did I ever tell you, Sam, that I'm a terrible electrician?
No.
Yep, most people are shocked when they find out.
Wow.
Let me see if we got one more in here somewhere.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
Why did Sally fall off the swing?
Why?
She had no arms. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Sally.
Okay.
Oh. God. Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's up, buddy?
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Well, Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left
him. And that is Terrible Joke Tuesday for today. Dan has the news coming your way. In 2 minutes, don't forget to check out our podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. The news is next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.